A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 6:30.
It's 28 degrees.
Got snowy conditions in Sardine Canyon this morning. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Eye on the Hill 2021, special coverage on Utah's morning news.
Utah lawmakers say the legislature should have final say on all gun laws in the state over local leaders and even some federal rules.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Amanda, the House passed this bill, and now it goes to the Senate. It says the state legislature can override local gun laws and be able to disregard some federal regulations in the state boundaries. Salt Lake County Mayor Jenny Wilson spoke against the bill. She had an order last year to require background checks for private firearm sales at gun shows in county-owned convention centers. And others say taking on the feds is not a good idea for the possible legal repercussions. But supporters say this bill supports states' rights. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
A bill designed to give Utah police officers more de-escalation training passed two big hurdles in the legislature. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly continues our team coverage with an Eye on the Hill 2021.
The full House and a Senate committee voted unanimously to approve HB 162. If passed, it will add more hours of de-escalation training each officer receives. Salt Lake City Police Chief Mike Brown says de-escalation is already included in the annual training officers must complete, but says the changes in the bill are invaluable and will create new, broader, and deeper curriculums across the state. The training will include calmly speaking to people in mental distress and creating space in dangerous situations. The bill now goes to the full Senate for discussion. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. The seven Rochester, New York police officers who were investigated by the New York State Attorney General for their role in the death of Daniel Prude last March will not face criminal charges.
The Justice Department announcing they will review the New York Attorney General's report into Daniel Prude's death and determine whether further federal response is warranted. The Rochester Police Chief also out with a statement saying those officers involved will remain on leave pending the outcome of an internal investigation.
ABC Stephanie Ramos says police handcuffed Daniel Prude while he was naked and held him face down with a spit hood placed over his head. He eventually stopped breathing and was taken to a hospital where he died 7 days later.
A vigil was held last night in Georgia to remember Ahmaud Arbery, the 25-year-old black man shot and killed 1 year ago while jogging. Arbery's mother, Wanda Cooper Jones, is claiming that a police cover-up took place, and her attorney, Lee Merritt, says she's suing for $1 million.
That lawsuit is alleging Fourth Amendment violations, violations of the due process, violations of the Constitution of the United States.
The three white men involved with shooting Arbery are also facing charges.
COVID-19 vaccine makers tell Congress to expect a big jump in the delivery of doses over the coming month. The companies say they will be able to provide enough vaccine for most Americans by summer. By the end of March, Pfizer and Moderna expect to have provided the U.S. government with a total of 220 million vaccine doses, up from the roughly 75 million shipped so far. That's not counting a third vaccine from Johnson & Johnson, which could get emergency approval soon. The FDA just released data on that vaccine ahead of an official review.
Yeah, that happened just minutes ago. We're looking it over as we speak. Navy SEALs and CEOs have something in common. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson reports military leaders are calling on business ethics professors at BYU to give special forces units a new kind of ethics training.
The world of business might not seem as dangerous as the world of warfare, but BYU professor of ethics Brad Eagle says you may be surprised how similar the ethical dilemmas actually are between the two. Eagle researched business ethics dilemmas, and he found the vast majority of them fall into one of 13 different categories. The Special Operations Command asked Eagle to turn his book into a field guide for special forces units.
Professors say soldiers are confronted with ethical dilemmas every day, and they didn't have a guide that could help them before.
KSL Weather with Grant Wayman. We could see a dusting of snow from a few scattered showers in the valleys today, but the mountains could get a couple of inches out of this storm.
Highs up to 38 today with a lot of cloud cover. It is going to be a colder day, and get set for some colder temperatures for the next several days. More showers possible on Friday. A little better chance for Saturday as we get a larger storm system that will bring in some more snow showers. But colder than average temperatures for the next several days.
Grant says as we move into Monday and Tuesday next week, temperatures move back toward normal with highs in the mid to upper 40s.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.